We intend to finish this meeting by 1 p.m. if we are able to do that, and we have quite a number of agenda items. So I think we'll start with the agenda item of the terms of reference of this task force, which has been in the agenda. So I'm proposing that we consider and endorse these terms of reference. So it's basically the same as the other task force, but the geographical area is in the Kowloon, Tsuen and Tsing, with the map being shown in the agenda as well. So basically the terms of reference will be under 3A to E. Is there any comment on this? Yes, Paul?
Yeah, this goes back to my earlier suggestion in our first Harbourfront Commission meeting that the marine uses throughout the harbour will be of special significance and therefore included in the mandate of this this task force, especially given that many of the marine users are already within, or the industrial marine users are already within this the area of this task force. To do so. That's my proposal.
So specifically, your proposal is to, can you elaborate a little bit on this?
My proposal is that this, the mandate of this task force, yes, is to include the water dependent marine supporting users in the harbour as part of their the terms of reference.
Okay, so you're suggesting that under 3, maybe we at F to include this. Yes.
Could we? I think we should bring any modification terms of reference back to the commission itself.
Yes, we will do so. Once we have the endorsement, or we have additional amendments that will be endorsed in the Harbourfront Commission next meeting on the 26th of October. Yes.
Chairman, if I may, I would like to supplement that in 3A we've already included marine use in the terms of reference.
That's right. Yeah. Paul, are you happy with that?
No, I'm not, because that is the marine use specifically related to this particular area, but nobody's looking at the harbour overall for the marine uses, so for the entire water body. Mm. We've ignored them, and also they fall outside any land zoning issues right now, so there is nobody specifically responsible for them, neither the Marine Department nor the LCSD nor the Planning Department. There's nobody looking after them. So if you want to make a start, mm-hmm, by having all the marine users as part of this commission, this task force to look at into, that would be a good way of trying to get a consolidated view on that.
All right.
So therefore it's different from item A.
Okay.
Chair, I share Paul's view that we need to look at, we do need to take an overview, if you like, of land-water interface. Mm-hmm. But I think it's not for this task force. I think this task force is to look at specific geographies, if you like, and look at land-water interface in the context of those geographies. I think at the next meeting of the Commission, we should, and I'm happy to have an item on the agenda where we do look at how we look at the land-water interface issue, if you like, from a holistic perspective, and how we pull it all together, the input from the three task forces, but also input at Commission level. So my suggestion would be that we take on board Paul's suggestion, but we deal with it at the Commission.
Yeah, good. So I think we would because this issue, as you have mentioned, this is not just specific to the specific geographic areas, and we will take this suggestion to the Harbourfront Commission and try to see, you know, put it forward and to be discussed, you know, kind of for the entire commission. So apart from that, is there any other comment? No. So in this case, should I take these terms of reference as being endorsed by our task force, which will be further considered and proposed to the Harbourfront Commission?